We're going to have our Bible reading now, and Eric, with the wonders of Zoom, is going to read for us.
Good morning, church.
Good morning, Eric.
Our Bible reading for this morning is from the book of Luke chapter 2, and I'll be reading from verse 41 to verse 50. I'm reading the New International Version. The boy Jesus at the temple. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" Verse 50, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. This is the reading of the Word of God. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. So just a few minutes on this, really. Jesus' mother, Mary, is often held up, isn't she, as a good example of mother, of being a mother. And yet in today's story, she loses Jesus. I wonder if any of you mothers have ever lost your child or forgotten where they were, or maybe in a supermarket or a beach. I suppose it happens, doesn't it? What makes it worse for Mary is that it took a whole day before she realized that Jesus wasn't there. And then it took another 3 days before she and Joseph found the young Jesus. 4 days he was out of their sight, as it were. And you would think, wouldn't you, Mary, who gave birth to the Son of God, did you not realize he wasn't with you? Did you not keep an eye on him? What's going on? Perhaps it doesn't paint the best picture of Mary, and or Joseph for that matter. It can make them look a little bit careless, can't it? And yet in Jesus' day, children weren't looked after simply by their mum and dad. They were looked after by, large families. Children were raised in communities, by communities. As they traveled to Jerusalem, there would be many children. There would be kind of extended family. There would be community traveling together. They would play together on the way. They would be safe together in community. People would look out for each other. And it kind of made me think about our own church community. We all have a responsibility, don't we? To mother, to care, to look out for one another, to nurture, to build up, to encourage, to strengthen, to love. And children grow up best when they're surrounded by a number of different role models. People that they can look up to. People that think, wow, what how helpful you were to me. People who make a positive impact on the lives of children. And I think we all have a role to play. I mean, what does it mean to mother our children here in church? What does it mean for you to play your part in mothering our children? See, mothering isn't just for mothers, is it? Or for parents, it's for all of us. And maybe it's not just children who need mothering. Maybe we all need an element of mothering, don't we? So here's a question. And I just want to give you a minute or two. You might want to talk to the person next to you or just think it through yourself. And I'll come to you and see what your thoughts are. What can you do to mother others by caring for them? What can you do for others or to others by caring for them? So just think for a moment about that. Okay, Ellis. Give your mum a cup of tea. Give your mum a cup of tea, yep.
Hospitality.
Yep, hospitality. Show interest, remember important dates like birthdays.
Communicate.
Communicate well, Ellis again. Care for them, yep.
Show empathy
where necessary, yeah, Jodie.
A listening ear.
A listening ear goes a long way.
Yeah.
All right, good, good. Sorry, I'm not hearing that. Make them feel important, yeah. I suppose we do that by listening and caring, don't we, in lots of ways. Make them feel important. Yes. Julie? Prepare their favourite meals. Yep. To care for our children, to care for one another, to be motherly, to be David.
Give advice.
Give advice, yep. Be, you know, help people through the things that they're facing, stand with them, support them. Yeah, there's lots of ways, aren't there, that we can mother. I mean, I'm thinking primarily of children, but I think we all need an element of that. You know, we're not kind of robots going through life, are we? We have our needs as well. Maybe asking children what they got learned at Sunday school and talk a little bit about that with them. Just showing interest, isn't it? Lots of ways we can mother one another and show God's love in practical ways. So we've thought about Mary, haven't we? We've thought about caring for others, being a mother. I guess we've all had people who have been a role model for us, people who have inspired us, encouraged us, maybe walked through with us for a difficult time, maybe just sat and listened. And we know how valuable that is, don't we? You know, we don't travel alone. We're never intended to travel through life alone. And I think motherhood, it's such a powerful thing. Maybe you've had bad experience of mother, I really don't know. But in its broadest sense of being gentle with people, of being gracious with people, it's kind of what God calls us to be, isn't it? We might think of fathers as kind of bringing maybe discipline or you know, being the support within a family. But a mother brings so much as well. And God wants us to mother one another. That's partly why I chose that song, really. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. So may God help us to be those mothers to one another. More and more. as God is to us. You know, God is gentle and gracious, compassionate, loving, listening, and all of those things for us. And so, I know Mothering Sunday can be quite a painful day for some people as well, and we need to be mindful of that. But I just want to think about it in its kind of broadest sense, that we can be that for one another. Father God, Jesus taught us to call you our Father, and yet you are also like a mother. Thank you, Lord, that there is a very gentle, caring side to your character. How you nurture us. Lord, how you gather us to yourself and protect us. How you watch over us. How you listen to our cries. How you're always near. How we are never out of your sight. Lord, thank you for the amazing ways that you mother us. And Father, we just want to pray for ourselves, for each and every one of us, that we might grow in our motherhood, in mothering one another. Lord, fill us afresh with your Spirit. Help us, Lord, as we walk together in a as a community of your people, that it might be more and more evident amongst us. Lord, we thought of many practical ways we can do it. And so help us to grow in our love for one another, to reflect your great love for us. So we pray your blessing that we might go from here with joy, with love, with your peace. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.